Birth is a dramatic transition for human life. It's a transition from the only place we've ever known since our conception to a whole new world of intense and various perceptions, of a rich world of sensual perceptions and feelings and impressions and gravity and all kinds of impressions and experiences we never had before. Birth is also quite a challenge for human beings. And this is where we see a fundamental difference between other mammalian species and human life. Because there seems to be this wonderful design in other mammals where the circumference of the skull of a baby and the birth canal it has to traverse match perfectly. And this is a little different for us human beings. We have a shape and circumference in our skull as babies during the time of our birth, and usually it's 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch bigger than the birth canal we have to go through. So the sheer physiological impact of birth is pretty dramatic for a human being. And in the following, you will hear something about the four phases of birth, as they were defined by Dr. William Emerson, a pioneer of pre and perinatal psychology. And what you're going to hear partially may sound pretty dramatic and intense, perhaps even shocking. And I just want to tell you, bear with me for a little while, because in the end, all this talk serves the purpose of empowering you and showing you that there are more options and more resources to trust nature and to make birth into a really wonderful event for mother and child. For that purpose, we have to address some of the problems that do occur with birth, and we shouldn't be in denial about them. Denial is never helpful. But there's no need for resignation, there's no need to over-dramatize, even though we have to address some perhaps unpleasant facts about birth. So in the end, it will all come to a conclusion that hopefully is empowering and inspiring for you rather than disempowering. And I've been coaching people in pregnancy, women and fathers and newborn babies, and I've been present for births, and I've taught natural birth practices for a long time. And I just know in empirical experience that in the end, if we look at what birth is like for a baby, and we address it, and we are honest about it, we acknowledge what kind of a challenge it really is. But then we also see the beautiful resources that nature has given.